Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Have you found lately when you're driving at night or in the hours of darkness that the headlights seem to be getting brighter and more dazzling? And if so, do you think it's causing a danger for oncoming drivers and other road users? Well, I'm joined to discuss this by Neil Briscoe, who's a motoring journalist with CompleteCar.ie, and Martina Callanan, who's representative with the Irish Cycling Campaign. And you're both welcome. Neil, to you first. Are the lights getting brighter?
Yes, they are, Claire. I mean, mostly that's because of the move away from, you know, older style incandescent bulbs and halogen bulbs and towards LED technology. LEDs obviously are much more reliable. They use much less power. They effectively last the lifetime of the car, but they can also be significantly brighter. And that they also tend to emit a light that's closer to the white and blue end of the light spectrum, which is harder for our eyes to deal with than light that's closer to the yellow and red end of the spectrum. Mm-hmm. So that's definitely, I mean, yeah, short version, yes, they're definitely getting brighter.
And I was looking at some research from the College of Optometrists in the UK. They were saying there isn't enough evidence to show that the bright lights can harm the eyes, but they do say that in surveys they found drivers say headlights can leave them blinded for as much as 6 seconds. You can imagine how far you travel in 6 seconds going at top speed.
Yeah, you do travel a considerable distance, particularly if you're driving at motorway speeds. Obviously, you know, on motorways you're much safer in general. But there's certainly been some research in the UK. The RAC has polled its members, and I think something about 85% say that they feel that headlights are too dazzling now. I do think there's a bit of a NIMBY element to this, which is other people's headlights are too bright, mine are just fine kind of thing.
I do
think there's also an issue with, you know, we now have so many cars with large, bright screens inside the cockpits, touch screens and instrument panels and so on. And those do affect your night vision, depending on how you have them set up, which can exacerbate how your eyes respond to dazzling light coming from outside. I think that's an issue that needs looking at.
I think, though, a lot of people, though, would agree that they're noticing it a lot more. I mean, I would find if I'm driving at night that I'm having to look to the verge on the left, because that's the advice, isn't it? That you divert your gaze for a couple of seconds until that bright light is gone.
Yeah, that's always the best thing to do. If there's oncoming traffic with bright lights and you are feeling dazzled, it's not just a question of you looking away from the light source and towards the verge. It's also you need to look at that verge because that's where danger is most likely to be for you. An oncoming car is, you know, 99.99% of the time just going to go past you. It's not presenting a specific danger to you. Mm-hmm. So keep your eyes on that verge because that's where a pedestrian might be walking, a cyclist might be, a stopped car might be, and that's what you need to see.
So Martina, as a cyclist, I mean, if these lights are blinding other drivers on the road, I would imagine they're almost certainly blinding cyclists too. What are you finding yourself?
Absolutely. I drive, I cycle, I take the bus, and absolutely when I'm driver cycling, cars or vehicles now are bigger, heavier and higher. And yes, being dazzled by lights is fairly common. And that kind of particularly kind of hits you when, say, vehicles are moving over speed bumps and raised footpaths in our towns and cities, but especially now on darker rural roads as well. It can be very, very dazzling. And this isn't really a technology problem. I think the engineering solutions are there. Like, but auto dimming doesn't detect vehicles entering from side roads, let alone detecting pedestrians and cyclists. I don't think it's an engineering problem. I think it's more of a finance and accounting problem from the point of view of car manufacturers and perhaps even a style and desire issue for ourselves as consumers.
Mm-hmm. And is that right, Neil, that they are equipped, most newer cars anyway, are equipped with this auto dimming function?
Yes, that is true. It's becoming increasingly a standard fitment on many models. It's imperfect technology at best. I think the problem with a lot of these systems is, you know, they're tested and assessed in the laboratory. And while the car manufacturers obviously do test these systems out in the real world before putting them on sale, in terms of the actual enforcement and legislation that surrounds these devices, you know, they're signed off on lab figures, not on real world performance. Mm-hmm. Personally, from testing, you know, the new cars that are on the road, there is a distinct qualitative difference between certain models and certain makes in terms of how quickly those adaptive lighting systems react and how accurately they react.
Yeah, they all subscribe to, they all meet the regulations, Martina. So what is the solution?
I think we need to look at the regulations, and people can do practical things themselves, like today. So you can make sure that your windscreen is clean and your headlamps and your indicator lights are clean, because the modern LED lights, they kind of split light differently from the old halogen bulbs and kind of cause to shatter, and conditions like rain and mist can also help refract the light in different ways. So very simply, very quickly, clean your windscreen, clean your lights, and that will make things somewhat easier for other road users, whether they're behind the windscreen or walking or on bikes.
I have a couple of listeners getting in touch on this. Not surprisingly, this one drives a Mazda and says, I'm constantly being flashed by other drivers when my lights are on dim. I've been told by family members that these are blinding. As a driver, what can I do? Can you answer that one, Neil?
Well, that's an interesting one. I think that there's a lot of perception issues about the brightness and dazzling qualities of lights these days. But I think if people are telling you that this is a problem, I think one of the first things you should do is get the car into a garage and get the headlight alignment checked. It may be that your headlights are out of alignment and the lights are angled up too high, even when they're in dipped mode.
Mm-hmm. Is that less of an issue with the newer lights, the alignment problem?
It should be, because most LED headlights use little individual motors to physically move the lights that are the LED bulbs that are emitting the light. So they should be self-correcting. But obviously, you know, once you're out in the real world, once cars are being driven around and, you know, they're maybe not being maintained to the highest standards, then, you know, problems can develop, issues can arise. So if you are being told there's a problem, get them checked out.
All right. And if you're being blinded by the light, text us on 51551. Neil Briscoe and Martina Callanan, thank you both. We'll take this quick break.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.